The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an asshole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting live from the Jose Dominguez Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire, this is the Ashholes Podcast. Today we will be smoking the CLE 25th anniversary. We'll have our delightful news, our top five, and our normal shenanigans.
And we are the Grinch today.
I mean, it's not just today.
It's every day.
For me, Christmas is every day, all year round. I'm always the Grinch.
I mean, he can't even put on antlers for 30 minutes.
Nope. Cuddly as a cactus, charming as an eel.
At least I'm a good sport about it, no matter how fucking stupid it is.
Well, I mean, you're here. You already gave up on life, so.
Yeah. You already gave up on life. I mean, the Aussie, she's not even, she has a Merry Christmas sweater on. She's got the red antlers over there.
I mean,
you don't fuck with me at Christmas
festive,
time.
My
whole thing is like to make sure it's very aware that Christmas just throws up on me every morning.
I love it.
I try and have a different ugly sweater for every day of the week. It's a whole thing. So yeah, I'm always going to wear the antlers and do the fun stuff because, you know.
I mean, we're kicking off our holiday season here at the Ashholes. We have cranberry bliss bars, which is my favorite holiday treat.
Cranberry bliss.
To keep you happy, Mr. Delightful.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
Yeah,
we're going to feed them. Look at these things. Like, are you kidding me? Like, oh my goodness.
I know.
For those of you on the listening, we have two different types of cranberry bliss bars. So we have the ones from
Stiffy Jen brought them from Starbucks, which are my favorite. Stiffy
and Ed Jen. Made homemade ones. So one looks really commercial, one looks really homemade.
Right. Well, let's see how they stack up.
I know.
We don't know.
All right. For those who are tuning in for the first time, we are the Ashholes, Assholes. And
what?
With me is Mr. Delightful, also known as Ed.
I'm usually far more delightful.
You are. I know. Well, you have food today. Chip her up a little and you get antlers on.
I don't like the antlers.
Bah humbug. Well, they're very suiting for you.
Look
at you over there, black. Like, and we have the professor. He's wearing all black, like his soul.
Yeah, the asshole's hoodie. Oh, no.
Very, also known as Aaron.
Very festive outfit.
Yes,
you know, he is.
Right for the occasion.
And we have our fabulous producer, the Aussie, known as Chrissy, and myself, Stiffy Jen.
G'day, g'day.
G'day, g'day. And I'd like to give a shout out to our pal, Chef Charlie. We miss you.
Yeah, where are you?
Yeah.
I had a cigar with Chef yesterday.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing very well. Chef,
we miss you.
He may come back at some point.
Yeah, nice. He's just a busy, busy guy.
He is busy.
Time of year.
Yes,
right now, absolutely.
Right? And I met one of our listeners, Sick Rich, drove out from...
Sick Rich?
That's what he goes by. He had a shirt on, belongs to a club called Sick Rich, drove out from Agua, Mass.
Now, is Rich his name or is his financial state?
I'm not really sure.
I was going to ask that too, yeah.
It's a special suit secret club.
Yeah. So you can't really find out much because it's secret.
It's secret.
Do you know about it, Ed?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, it was great to meet him. Bought a couple boxes of cigars and smoked one in the shop. So
nice.
Told him I'd give him a little shout out today.
Awesomation.
Sick.
All right. So today we will be kicking off our holiday season. What to get the cigar lover in your life for the holidays. To all of our listeners out there, you may want to have that someone special in your life listen to this episode, or you will end up with socks and underwear.
I mean, if you need those, you know.
Or,
just in addition.
I'm sorry, a portable bidet, which we'll discuss I was Googling.
Way worse than you're picturing in your head, everyone, yep. Right now. It is so bad.
So, socks, underwear, a portable bidet, and we will be smoking the CLE 25th anniversary, which I chose because the cigar, I loved the wrapper and the band. It's very festive, gold, very Christian, classy, gold. Green, red, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it tastes like gingerbread on the cold draw. I mean, that's very
expensive. Really does. It tastes like molasses. And this cigar, I guess, celebrates Christian's 25 years in the industry, which was released last November 2020. Mm. So I thought it was a good choice for today.
And this is the 1118 size, but box pressed.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't recognize it like as the 1118 with the box press.
Yeah, you can see it though, right?
Yeah, just from certain angles.
Yeah.
So this is all wrapper, binder, fill, all Honduran size. Like you said, 1118. I'm guessing the strength on it's probably going to be about a medium, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Retails for, it's not a cheap date, $17.69. Whoa. Yeah.
But she puts out, so.
Yeah. Touché, Ozzy.
There you go.
And a box of 25, $349. So be a nice Christmas gift for that someone special.
Would be. Yeah. I don't tend to spend that much on people because I don't like people.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of socks are you wearing today?
I'm wearing my holiday socks.
Yeah, you do kind of go all...
For those of you listening, he has socks on... With the middle finger,
off.
Flipping you off with the middle
all
finger.
Very
festive
fitting.
Socks.
Yeah.
So, yes, molasses on the cold draw. Gingerbread?
Yeah, definitely.
No, gingerbread. Yep.
Gingerbread.
Specifically gingerbread.
Right. Way gingerbread.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I might eat this. Oh, no, we got other snacks.
I know. I thought the snacks are strategically placed in front of you, Mr. Delightful. But you can't eat them yet. Okay. Well, let's light up.
Well, no. Let's first
give
our friend Nathan a heads up.
Yeah, that's coming right after this light.
Yeah. The light up is the heads up. We've explained this to him. So
all right. So we don't have to call it out anymore.
By the time you're doing the lighting, Nathan should know at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll let him know that.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do it.
It's time to light our cigars, brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land, a company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
Hottest brand. What popped into my head was Stink, Stank, Stunk from The Grinch, but that's not fitting for Perdomo.
Stunk.
So I had to shift really quick.
All right, now we're doing the
You're
part
You're a
the...
mean one, Stiffy Jen. You really are a heel. Anyway.
Aww. All right. That was excellent. Keep it going.
Well, we have to do the law. Let's just
let's get
this part because we love
the boss. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah,
tell me what to do.
It's great when he gets all tough.
Oh, yeah. He was all bossy today. Ed and I were sitting in his office, and he was telling me I don't light a cigar correctly. You got to rotate it. You got to roll it around in your mouth and light it. It took me 20 minutes to light the cigar.
You'd normally be done, and you're still lighting it.
He was still lighting it. You got to puff. You got to rotate. I'm like, this is way too much work right now.
Do this.
Do that. So bossy.
Well, he's the boss.
Yeah, I think.
Well, we just let him do what he wants sometimes.
I think, you know, this is going to turn out to be straight up medium, but these are always tricky, the 1118, because you usually get a big change.
Yeah, it shifts around a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you get to that bulbous part.
I was going
to
say that, the hump
the
part.
The bulbous.
Well, you really stripped that cigar down naked.
It's naked.
Yeah.
I mean, the band slides off
because it's not cellophane, so it doesn't have the fruit pectin. Fun fact I learned from Mr. Jonathan the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah. He's full of fun facts today. He lectured me about eating a Clementine after my lunch because apparently you can't do that. Because now my body's going to be spike the insulin because it's trying to digest the Clementine. I'm like, and he's
this
like,
this is why he's so miserable.
And he's like, is your rice from California?
How to have a good time, how to enjoy food.
All right, anyway, let's talk about pleasant things.
Hold on, one draw law, you know. We never talked about the one. A lot of spice right off the bat. Strength, I'm going to guess it's a 5. It doesn't seem too crazy, but spice is the prominent, you know, most forward flavors.
Yeah, straight up medium. But like I say, it's tricky with the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could happen. Could go up.
I mean, you're gripping it
down.
On the hump.
I'm fondling the hump.
Yeah, I'd say
second draw, a little bit of sweetness in the background. Mm. Yeah, some licorice.
Very, very pleasant.
Ooh, it's a perfect holiday cigar. Mm. All right, so speaking of the holidays, let's talk about what to get the cigar lover in your life.
Hmm. So cigar smokers, take note of the timestamp right now, and you can direct your loved ones, people that are buying you gifts, to this point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
just the whole episode.
Yeah, know? Yeah. I mean, no, they got to sit
there.
We don't
waffle anyways, on for that long.
I mean, this is a joyous episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially people love to see you with those antlers on. Oh,
I'm feeling so festive.
You look festive. Well, we're just missing the Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
But other than that, well, personality, you're on.
I got my old dirty Boston sweatshirt.
I mean, you're on brand
my
for sure.
My middle finger cigar socks. Yeah. I mean,
so you're on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with you two. What would you two want for Christmas?
Gift certificate.
Yeah, gift certificates.
I just don't want to trust somebody else to picking things out. Now, the one exception I make is if somebody comes to this store because they keep a record of all your purchases,
yep.
and they know what I like here. So if somebody mm-hmm. comes in, they can direct them to something that I will enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've been doing that all morning downstairs.
Yeah, been looking up all the accounts.
All
right?
The ladies are coming in. My husband smokes cigars.
What does he smoke? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's excellent customer service. It is. Not every place does that.
Good. Has he been good? I helped a woman yesterday. I said, would you like to treat him? No, he's been naughty this year. So she bought him 3 dose ombres, and that was it. And she said, I'm going to the store to buy him coal. He shouldn't be smoking them anyway. I'm like, okay. Glad you're not my Santa. But I think one of my favorite gifts is the Calibri Light Cutter, $75.99, which does a straight cut and a V cut.
Mm.
And the shavings go into the cutter, so it doesn't make a mess all over
right.
the place.
Yeah.
And you could do both.
So, I mean, I had handled one. I've seen them. Does the one side stop the other side from going all the way through? Like, so if you're doing a straight cut, does it push all the way through to the other side, or is it?
It stops it.
It stops it. So that's
how makes it catches the.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course. But I was wondering if it was the right depth. But that makes it excellent for driving. Mm-hmm. Like if you're cutting while you're driving, because you don't have to look at it, and it keeps it all neat and clean.
And it's very fancy, too. It comes in rose gold, silver, regular gold, black, gunmetal. So, I mean, everybody could always use
silver and gold.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's Christmassy, too,
very
right?
Christmassy.
Yeah.
I would say a lighter, an engraved lighter is great, too.
Ooh, mm-hmm. engraved. That makes it special.
Mm-hmm. Makes it special. Yep. Yeah. You could do that. What else we have? Quality ashtray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the cigar sampler packs work out well.
Oh, I think those are fantastic. Mm-hmm.
And it makes it easier for the shopper, too. I mean, a lot of people coming in have no idea what to buy. Yeah.
I also think, too, there's things that people tend to smoke the same thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So in the sampler packs, you can try new things and not necessarily something you would...
Right.
By yourself. We
you
have
might
one
find something you really enjoy.
And Opus X we have downstairs in a pack for...
The high-end pack?
High-end pack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't typically sell those in singles, so somebody could experience the Opus X, which I've never smoked, but...
I don't know that you'd like it.
No?
It's a bit of a stiffy for you.
Okay, well...
You think?
It used to be more so and when they first came out with those beautiful dark wrappers.
Mm.
But... Yeah, it's not as stiffy as it used to be.
No, I'm okay without the stiffy.
All right.
Whiskey glasses are always a good one.
Yep.
Yep.
They even have them now with the cigar rest. Inside it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Built into it. Those are
cool. I bought those for somebody last year. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I got them as a Christmas gift, too, from my stepmother, who hates cigar smoking, bought them for us, which they are absolutely fantastic for the summertime.
Yeah.
So it's very thoughtful.
Yeah, and if you're thinking like whiskey glasses, look at like decanters. They have whole sets, you know, those if you're going more high end.
Yeah, very true. Right. A cigar magazine subscription is always nice too.
Mm-hmm.
Educational.
Yeah.
Speaking of cigar subscriptions, not that we want to encourage the other show.
Yeah.
What about something like that? Their care package.
Ooh,
nice. That could be a good gift. It's an interactive gift. It's you get to try all different cigars.
What do you do? Give them a year of it and then cut off the recipient of the gift?
Yeah. Sure.
You know what, Chrissy? That's a really good idea.
Hmm.
I figured.
Wow, the Aussie over there put those antlers on it. Woo!
Yeah, I keep my brain in my antlers. Normally it's in my ass.
Love you. A humidor is always good.
Yes.
And a travel humidor as well.
Yeah, but just don't buy cheap humidors. They don't work well.
Yeah, if you're looking for a big ticket, then go with a humidor. Right. And see what they already have. If they already have like a certain size humidor, maybe go bigger or at least match that size.
Right.
Something.
But, you know, the travel humidors are nice. If you get a lighter and a cotter, you got a nice little gift there.
What do you call the leather cases that you it almost looks like a man purse, cigar purse. Because every time I go out with my husband.
It's like a sleeve almost.
He's like, can you stuff my cigars in your pocketbook? So I'm carrying cigars, cutter, lighter.
Right.
But they have these nice little
fold-out.
Or sometimes it's top and bottom. Yeah, it's like you kind of put it in a suit. Pocket, things like that.
Those have probably changed since I last looked at them. Because in the old days, it only accommodated maybe up to a 50 ring gauge.
Yeah.
With these giant ones.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen one that goes up to a 60.
No.
They're usually still pretty, 52, 54.
Never mind.
I don't even know if a 54.
80.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
They're probably out there somewhere, but.
In stocking, Stinky, I sold a couple Stinky car ashtrays. Oh, if you want a hot box Mr. Delightful.
Awesome.
Those are great, especially for the winter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Golf clips, another hot item.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, great stocking stuffers.
So they do have a new one this year, Cigar Medics, which is a little humid meter that you can stick inside the cigar.
Right, to check the humidity.
So it's like an individual hygrometer?
Yeah, hygrometer, which is pretty cool. It's a good stocking stuffer.
Interesting, yeah. That's a nice little gadget.
The techno-geek smoker.
Yeah, you'd like that stuff.
I wouldn't use it.
No? You're kind of nerdy like that.
But why would I care? Either it smokes good or it doesn't.
It's true,
All right. And then you could just get an everyday cutter or lighter in the stocking, too.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, even your standard Vertigo.
I use that all the time. Mm-hmm. I probably have 10 of them.
What are they, 2 for $20 or something?
2 for $20, yeah.
Great stocking stuffer.
I mean, I've never regretted receiving another lighter.
No.
You can't have enough, you know?
You can't have too many lighters.
Probably have a half dozen in my car. I've got a couple dozen home.
But listeners, if you don't have that someone special in your life, listen, you're going to end up with this. A portable.
It's just wrong.
It's not a joke. I Googled the top hottest Christmas gifts 29, and this came up. Mr. Jonathan wanted this. He wants one for Christmas. It's a portable bidet.
It doesn't seem like you could even use it.
It just says every year millions of trees are cut down for toilet paper use. So scientists have argued with the society we need to tremendously reduce our carbon footprint. So this looks like it would hurt.
I don't like it.
The brand is called Blancs. Portable. It had 1,500 reviews and 5 stars. Mr. J is getting
just
one.
Five
so
of them
he
gave
can,
stars. The rest of the reviews were mortified.
How much are those costing, did it say?
$49.99.
Of course. And if you buy one today, within the next 10 minutes, they'll give you a free one or a set of steak knives. Who knows?
So our customer over in there, Seabrook there, Big Phil is obsessed with toilet paper. So I recommended this to him, and he said, absolutely not. He said, I like toilet paper. He goes through hundreds of rolls a year. I said, do you buy the 1-ply? He said, yeah. I said, well, why don't you buy the 3-ply, and you can buy less? He said, no, because it gets stuck in your asshole. I go, you're just wrong.
God.
So that was over with.
Wonderful.
Wow.
All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah. Why don't we take a break and kind of get our minds somewhere else?
Let's regroup.
All right. Let's have a snack.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll have our delightful news and hear our top 5.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm, or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davidoff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davidoff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davidoff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davroff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davroff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davroff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Looking for a mild cigar? Don Rafael is just that. Solidly constructed, and it offers up a mellow experience that holds a ton of universal appeal. This is just one of the reasons for Don Rafael's enormous success. Looking to get your friend into smoking cigars? The Don Rafael cigar is absolutely the right choice. The brand originally set out to outdo the competition, but for the price, there is no competition. You can't beat Don Rafael. It outsells them all. Don Rafael can be enjoyed any time of the day, all day, and cigar after cigar. The Don Rafael has a smooth, mellow aroma that will not linger. Draped in a seamless golden brown Connecticut wrapper, Dominican long fillers, and a Dominican binder complete the blend. Expect earthy notes with some hints of cedar throughout. And as far as quality everyday blends go, for a mild cigar smoker, it doesn't get more satisfying than this. Remember this, Don. Don Rafael.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating, is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
Bohemian is the original Brazilian big ring gauge cigar with the unfinished foot, curly tailed head, and value, value, value. There are a Brazilian reasons to buy and smoke Bohemian, and here are just a few. Created in the Cuban tradition, this lush, dark Brazilian Maduro leaf surrounds a 5-year-old Sumatra binder with Dominican and Nicaraguan well-aged long filler leaves. So, what should you expect from a Bohemian? A departure from the conventional. A flavorful journey into sweet, nutty, almost caramel finish. Bohemian, the original, unconventional cigar. Take a journey.
We are back live in the Jose Dominguez Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We are smoking the CLE 25th anniversary. And if you don't already follow us on the social medias, check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at The Assholes, on Instagram at Assholes Radio, as well as on YouTube and Odyssey. And if you want to send us an email, it's the cigar. The real cigar podcast.
Someone's auditioning to move up in their
the assholespodcast at gmail.com.
Whoa.
It's because I hear the spiel so many times.
Yeah. His voice is incredible.
Brainwashed.
All right.
What do we got next?
Well, we have our fan mail.
Yeah.
So why don't you read the holiday poem?
It's a poem.
Because this was sent in to us by our sexy Scott, and it is...
Big Scott, our sexiest fan.
Our sexiest fan. This is well written.
It's based on The Night Before Christmas, which I always read to my daughter on Christmas Eve. Not this version, however.
Did you emphasize not a peep was not a noise was heard, not even a mouse, something like that?
Well, there is some mouse talk in here. We're going to get to that. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, we all know Mr. J is hung like a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Barry would wash the stains out of his underwear. The children were nestled all snug in their flannel while Aaron talked over everyone on the panel.
Nice.
And Mama in her kerchief with a cigar of her choice while the sexy Aussie, Chrissy, soothes me with her voice.
Ooh, thank you.
When out on the lawn, I could see so far, it was Mr. Delightful hotboxing in his car. Away to the window, I flew like a flash. I saw Stiffy Jen flicking her ash. The moon on the snow shined all over the place. I smiled at Jen's hair and her beautiful face.
Aww.
And what to my wondering eyes did appear? But Mr. J checking out another guy's rear.
I was proud of that.
The fog was thick and it began to linger. There was Dave with a Lancero in his fat little finger. He had a broad face and a big old belly. They shook when he laughed like a tube of KY jelly. So in conclusion, I love y'all, man. And that is Merry Christmas from Big Scott, your sexiest fan.
Thank you, Big Scott.
Thanks, Big Scott.
It was well written.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
He did a great job.
He did.
All right, well, we got a few others.
All right.
So this is from Kayla. She wrote into us a while ago about whether we tip the tobacconist or not. So she's a fairly new cigar smoker. So if you guys have any advice for her, any recommendations. Hey, Jen, while the group I was with had never tried cigars, we were up camping and this guy on the beach had a big old fat cigar. And it smelled so wonderful, I decided to go into town and get something. The group decided on backwoods and acids that this put me off. Mm-hmm. I never tried it, but didn't smoke a full one. Then I went back the next day and bought a cheap Cuban Rounds Taste of Havana. And from there, I have only really been one straight and narrow with traditional cigars. My current favorites are CLE, Pedro, and Asylum 13.
Okay.
Nice cigars.
So, and very so nice.
Both Christian Aroa.
Christian Aroa. I told her to maybe try Aladino.
Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Honduran tobacco. Yep. Any other recommendations for our new smoker?
Well, I mean, a lot of the Honduran stuff profiles is kind of straight up medium, mm-hmm. all of those cigars. So it'd be interesting to try something else from a different country to see whether or not she may prefer that.
Yeah probably so. Could hang with some Perdomos. I mean, they
the new
Garofalo.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know my go-to, the new Garofalo, the sun-grown.
Is that the one you're loving?
That's the one I'm loving. I would definitely recommend that if she wants to step out of the Honduran and still stay. Like, God, it's just so nice.
It is really nice.
I'm in love with that thing.
So there's a few recommendations for you, Kayla.
Yep. And maybe check out the LFD Suave. Which is their milder LFD, if you can find it. I mean, their supply is sometimes limited. But
you know, back to the cigar tipping, I think sometimes it's nice if there's somebody who frequently helps you in the shop, just buy them a cigar for Christmas.
Perfect, yes.
Yeah. You know, let me buy you a cigar for the holidays.
Yep. A lot of people lately in the shop that come in to buy boxes will open a box and give...
Right.
Us a cigar.
Here, have a cigar. Oh,
which I think is very nice, very sweet, very generous.
Yeah. And other people get fruit baskets brought to them. I mean, it's all fruit, right? It's
fine. Trevor told me today he got a bottle of vodka with a heart sock over it. This guy was trying to pick him up.
Yeah, it was a pair of socks with a bottle of vodka.
From his usual admirer.
Was his usual admirer, yeah.
Right.
Trev, I watched Trev, though. He engages it. He encourages it. And then it spirals. And then
he wants to tap out.
Oh, he wants to tap out. I'm like, oh, no. Yeah. You can't tap out now.
Nope.
I tell him no anyway. I get so many kickbacks. I get cookies. I get bottles of vodka. I'm like, no. I keep pimping you out. Just be nice to the customers and bring me all the goodies. It's fine.
All right. Well, happy holidays, Kayla.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And then
Kayla.
Moving on to this little shit.
Oh.
Wow.
Kayla?
Spell it for us.
K-Y-L-E? Kylie?
Kylie.
Kylie Clark. I would love to see Jen struggle to light up a large gauge cigar with a lighter that won't work at all for her. Well, listen, you little shit. I could get a cigar lit no matter what.
Oh.
Oddly specific.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Man. Anyone talking like that is a man. Sorry. I thought you
I thought you
were talking about a woman. I'm like, Kylie with a weird spelling. No, yeah, Kyle.
So I could take two sticks and rub them together and get that cigar lit pretty fast.
Huh.
So. Yeah.
So what's Kyle's point?
I don't know. I think he just wants to see me smoke a big, large cigar trying to light it. Maybe I take a while to light my cigars. According to Dave, I don't know how to light one correctly that it took me forever.
Oh, boy.
All right. Happy holidays, Kyle.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think... maybe Kyle's implying to the phallic shape of that cigar, and it'd be very enjoyable to watch her struggle with that.
You know,
in her mouth region for a very long time.
Yeah, well, there's no struggle there, Kyle.
He's really upholding the standard for cigar smoking men. Good job, Kyle.
Good job, but there's no struggle there.
Speaking of Dave, did you see what he did to us?
What did he do to us? He does many things to us. Cigar
Authority 12th anniversary party. Somehow we're supposed to be a part of it.
We got roped into that.
We got roped into this for the weekend event. Did you know about this, Chrissy?
Oh, I did. I'm maybe liaising quite a number of the things there. So
she's liaising.
Let's call it.
It's
that.
Not lazy liaising.
No. I believe we'll be redoing or a second edition of our Smoky Karaoke event, which I host. I believe we'll be doing one of those that weekend. There's a lot of fun events and things with that.
Yeah, we have more
Guitar Ninja will be
correct,
there.
Correct.
Jason Land.
Jason Land's going to be there, so we're going to be doing some music and things with him.
Even though it is the Cigar Authority, because we're associated, people may want to come and see us.
I mean, while they're here anyways.
Yeah, all the details.
Might as well see the A-team, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
All the details are on thecigarauthority.com. It's got the whole itinerary. There's multiple meals. There's little trips out to, as Dave calls it, America's Stonehenge.
Yeah. Oh, Stonehenge.
Yeah.
I've been to that place.
Yeah, I've been a few times.
Thoroughly.
I haven't been to America's one in Salem, New Hampshire. Yes. I've been to the real one.
Yeah. It's rocks.
Oh, God, you're missing out.
Really?
I've only been to the real one?
They have alpacas.
Wow, this place has llamas.
No way.
You get llamas at real Stonehenge?
They spit at people.
They don't piss them off.
Oh, they just don't like me.
They just don't like you.
Do you like the Dalai Lama?
I like any llama. I like any llama.
But yeah, this thing is basically, if I'm paraphrasing, but it's basically like an all-inclusive weekend, correct?
Yeah.
Everything comes in the price, I believe. Accommodation, food to the most.
Accommodations, you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, not the travel and hotel, but all other things are packaged in.
That. Okay.
With, if I recall correctly, 17 cigar, maybe it's 14, but check the website.
Yeah. And only 40 people, so...
Right.
That's going to sell.
And I think it was selling briskly as of yesterday.
I think they're more than half sold.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, should be fun.
That's just delightful.
Another idea for a Christmas gift right there.
Yeah.
That's
it
a hell
comes
of
to be Mr. Delightful and the Grinch.
And you get rid of...
Jiffy Jen and the Aussie. What else could you want?
Yeah. And you meet the other semi-important people. Yeah, the other show, you know.
The mouse.
But yeah, you have to go to their website to get the tickets.
I mean, maybe we'll do it right some point. But for now, we'll just keep doing
what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
Professor's keep. I'm sorry, the boss is chop chop. So Stiffy Jen, regarding asshole of the week, I should have been clearer. Seabrook is a professional town of assholes. Professional town of ash holes. They may need their own segment. He's not really wrong. Mm-hmm. I also have to call you out for missing Ed's Missing Person song lyrics. I have no idea what that is. What are words for? I have nothing negative to say about the show. Love you guys. Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah,
nothing
I think I...
He hasn't listened long enough.
At one point, one point last week I said to you, Jen, what are words for when no one listens anymore? I heard from Cigar Craig, too, saying nice missing persons reference.
Yeah, I missed that one. I'm not familiar with it.
You know missing persons? Words?
No.
Oh.
Not familiar with it. I usually pick up on your song lyric things and drops.
Maybe I went too obscure there.
Too obscure
for
me.
Super exciting.
And one last one. Dave D. wrote, to deny the risks of any tobacco use is native, but fast food has risks, so do many things. It's a matter of risk/reward and what each of us is well to take. So remember how we were talking about our little friend there told us smoking cigars was bad.
I mean, apparently rice is very high risk if you get it from the wrong region. And
you have to,
I wasn't
Jonathan
aware.
Says you have to get it from California because...
of the lefties.
the lefties. It's a bad state, he said, but they know how to grow their food because the soil has to be regulated. I'm like, you're out of your fucking mind. I'm going to heat up my chicken and rice, okay?
Right. Let's jump into our top five because we are running out of time.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Ooh. Aloha. Today's top five top is five. Brought to you by 5-5 Cigars. Choose from the mild white label, the medium strength red label, or the full-bodied and full-flavor blue label. Series 5-5 has it all.
Am I the only one still jingling?
5-5 equals the perfect 10, and that's what you get every time. The only thing better than a 5-5 cigar is two of them, so you can share with a friend. And now, here's today's top five list.
All right.
All right, let's move quick.
Yeah, I know you're rushing.
Crank these out.
I can't be rushing.
Yeah. Well,
we got plenty of time. We have 8 minutes, 10 minutes.
Well,
all right.
We got the
not really.
We got 4 minutes.
Yeah,
all right, let's go.
All right. Top five most popular Christmas movies of all time.
Great.
Number five. Professor loves this one. How the Grinch Stole
Mr. Grinch.
Yep, the only one with any sense.
Yep, 1966. Number four, one of my all-time favorites, Elf.
It is.
That
funny.
Is my number one all-time favorite.
In 2003, that came out. Number three, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie
which is
Brown.
Classic.
It's sad
classic.
Little tree. Yeah.
Wah, wah.
1965. And then number two, another great classic, A Christmas Story.
I like
seen that,
that
hundreds
one.
Of times.
Love yeah. it.
Never seen yep. it.
What is it? Is it TBS?
It? Oh,
no.
You gotta watch
Chrissy,
it.
You're going to watch
it's
it.
It's classic.
The kid it? Shoots his eye out with the thing.
Yeah,
the thing.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
I already got the spoilers, see?
Have you even read the book? you know,
Jesus.
Yeah, what is it? TBS that runs it 24/7?
Yeah, something like that. Or TNT.
Turner,
what they, one of the Turner stations.
Thank God I don't have that channel.
24 hours of
it. All right. Number one.
Number one. It's a Wonderful Life.
Also never seen it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's another classic.
Classic. Every that's time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Also got. I mean, see, that's it. That's the cliff
yeah.
notes.
Barely
I win.
Part of it, yeah.
My you know? Favorite wasn't on here. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Scrooged.
Oh,
yeah. yeah. Scared the dickens out of me.
Mm-hmm.
If the we had dickens. Time, we could argue about whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but
it is,
we don't.
We really
don't
every have Christmas. Time. All right, so let's go straight to
delightful
news.
Are you tired of the news claiming the end of the world?
Uh-huh. Everyone run for cover! Mayday!
Are you sick of turning on your radio and hearing things like this?
Code Red, duck and cover! You're all in danger!
Well, I think it's time for some delightful news. Brought to you by Cuban Delight Cigars.
How delightful.
How fast can you do it, Ed? Go.
All right, I have to move quick on this. Today's story comes to us from Michigan. It is titled, The Christmas Tree Angel from Michigan. So there's this guy in Michigan named Chad Rose, and he happened to have an extra Christmas tree, which is suspicious in and of itself. But he did what any decent person would do. He posted on Craigslist to give it away for free. You meet some interesting people through Craigslist. For some, a tree is an annual necessity and integral part of the holidays, but for many it's an expense that needs to be saved for daily essentials. After posting the ad, his inbox was immediately flooded with touching stories of why people need this damn tree.
Ugh.
With each email he read, it became clear how significant a simple tree can be in contributing to the holiday aura. One email which he shared, having a real Christmas tree would be such a great blessing this year because blah, 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 blah. And he was so touched by this email, he went out and bought 40 more trees to give away.
Aww.
Yeah, so let's see. Good holiday spirit, yada, yada. Going out to gather up more trees after realizing the impact it would have on those in need is just so generous, one of the recipients said. It tells a lot about his character and makes you want to help. And that is just delightful.
Aww.
Everybody get that?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And that was this year?
Yeah, it just happened.
There's a shortage, too.
Some guy bought trees. Craigslist didn't get murdered. It was a win for everyone.
Yep. All
right.
Big win.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Speaking of assholes, what do you got?
We had to review our cigar.
Yeah, review.
First.
You got to rate your cigar.
Russian,
yep.
Russian,
I know. We haven't talked much about the cigar, oddly enough.
I know.
I mean, what happens when we read
great
every
flavors.
Email we get?
It does transition a few
out.
Times throughout. I know I've had this before. Lots of spice, lots of tastiness.
Oh, Aaron's right up there.
I'm going with a 96.
Wow. Oh, it's a CLE.
Yeah.
See?
It's a good cigar.
CLE.
Yeah.
I came in at a 93 on it. I think it's a very good
beautiful.
Cigar.
Very good. It's definitely a holiday treat.
It's the holiday season.
Good flavor. Like Aaron said, changes throughout. All right. So, asshole of the week.
Yeah.
What was your number?
94.
94, okay.
Yeah, no, it is definitely worth the the price of admission.
Okay, Ashhole.
Ashhole of the week. So this week's Ashhole, I'm going to dedicate to my all-time favorite Ashhole, Bobbo, who passed away recently. He was a fixture at Two Guys Smoke Shop. You could find him in his own chair in the corner. Mm. He would pull up every day. You'd walk out to get him, and he would give you the middle finger or tell you to fuck you. He used to scream
across the parking lot.
He had his own chair because he usually would crap his pants, piss himself. He would sit in the chair and holler at us obscenities. Get the cigars. What cigars, Bobbo? You know the cigars. No, I don't know. What are you fucking stupid? So he was just, he made everybody laugh. He was the biggest asshole there was. He would bring in this bag, you know, the recycle bags from Market Basket, and he would drive through the Dunkin' Donuts before he came into the store, and he would put an actual cup of coffee in there, and it would spill over. So when he'd come in with his little walker, the trail of coffee would be behind them.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I would have to take it out, and then he would buy Byron's, and he probably had $300-$400 worth of cigars at all times in his bag. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to clean his bag out, and he'd have a clean Depends in there. He'd have cigars floating in coffee. I'd have to like put gloves on. And he'd have like medication shit, food stuck to the bag.
So he would live in the dream, basically.
What are you going to do with all your spare time now?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do without him, but we left his chair in the corner. His ashes are currently in the store. They'll be removed shortly. We had a little memorial for him.
The ashes are
ashes we brought to the store for his little memorial. He has a little right next to the Christmas tree.
How did you obtain these?
Well, his nephew brought them. He literally got up in the morning and drove to Two Guys Smoke Shop, and that's where he spent 8 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
it was his little home.
So he was literally the biggest asshole.
Mm-hmm. Well, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Bobbo.
Bobbo. And all our thoughts.
It's not a Bobbo. It's a
well
Bobbo.
Wishes to Bobbo. His family as well.
Yeah, we miss Bobbo.
Yeah.
And next week we have a special treat guest.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Delightful's going to Bethlehem
little town of Bethlehem.
Wow. Yeah, we're really into this
just
stuff.
Just driving.
Huh? Oh, no, we give him a set of antlers and some.
Yeah, you like to fuck the antlers. We're like, I'm gonna go see where baby Jesus was
born.
We need to know.
This is the New Hampshire. New Hampshire.
Different. Okay.
I don't think Jesus. Okay. What do they got there?
I don't think you can travel there right now.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So
how fun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we got a special guest. Oh, all right, we'll see who it is.
Oh, see who it is, Aaron.
Oh boy.
I will be fine. All right. So until then, you've been listening to the Ashholes broadcasting live in the Jose Dominguez Cigar Studio, jingle bells and all, above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire, and we will see you next Tuesday.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.